Godfrey too. Both Ben Cole will follow through. Martin and Lois, they all tell you.
Sound off.
Or Chesterfield.
Sound off.
Or Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it.
Today.
Someone wait for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Jed Collins with the Mayors and Bing's guests, Bert Wheeler and Alexis Smith. And now, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow being Thanksgiving, Chesterfield presents their same old turkey, Bing Crosby.
And thank you, Ken, for that same old introduction. Yeah. By the way, I don't know whether tomorrow is Thanksgiving all over the country or not.
Well, it's going to be a holiday in California.
Don't I know? Gary arrived home from Stanford yesterday with 20 house guests.
That'll be a thrill for you and Dixie having a house full of boys for Thanksgiving.
Our house has always been full of boys.
Not this full.
Yeah, though. We're at capacity.
Do you mean to say they're all sleeping there, too?
Who sleeps? We're open all night. I was up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Off
your rocker.
Lost
did you
doctor.
Sing some songs for the boys?
Well, I wanted to, but every time I started, Gary would look at me and whine, "Oh, Dad, why don't you go to bed?"
Well, you know how kids are, Bing.
Yes, I do, and I'm getting sick of it. But Ken, you ought to see the turkey we're having for dinner tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Oh, quel bird.
Oh.
Quel oiseau.
Oh,
it's a beauty. My French, you see.
Yes.
What a turkey we have. It's a beauty. It weighs 35 pounds. My brother Larry won it on a quiz program.
Oh, Larry won a turkey on a quiz program?
Yeah, it's a program called Take It and Stuff It. Well, you...
Well, you need a 35
pound... He was second.
You'll need a 35-pound turkey and stuffing with all those boys.
I sure will. Ken, you should see our dining room table with all those college kids sitting around it, you know, with the crew haircuts.
Yeah.
Looks like a well-kept hedge. How about a little music, huh?
Good.
Say, we've got a good opener here tonight. Got a lot of guests, too, and a long show. Opening number is a bright little Latin thing. Has a Latin motif called Over a Bottle of Wine. Over a bottle of wine, under a tropical sky, a typical tropical atmosphere, all his heart could hear was a sigh. Over a bottle of wine, playing the tropical game, a typical tropical love affair. Oh, that tropic air was to blame. They knew it was foolish to resist, aye, aye, aye. And so they kissed, aye, 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 never dreaming of tomorrow. Over a bottle of wine, living the tropical life, proving how happy a man could be when he's on a spree with his wife.
Over a bottle of wine,
over a bottle of wine,
under a tropical sky,
lovely sky, a physical tropical atmosphere, all his heart could hear was a sigh.
Over a bottle of wine,
playing the tropical game for two, a typical tropical love affair. Oh, the tropic air was to blame.
They knew it was foolish to resist, aye, aye, aye. And so they kissed, aye, 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 never dreaming of tomorrow. Over a bottle of wine, living the tropical life,
proving how happy a man could be when he's on a spree with his wife, living a tropical, typical, tropical life.
Frijoles de tinta, mucho gusto.
Here are some important facts that you'll want to keep in mind the next time you buy cigarettes. First, over 1,500 prominent tobacco growers say that Chesterfield's delightful aroma tells you that Chesterfield's smell milder and smoke milder.
And one of the most famous industrial research organizations in the world reports, and I quote, "Of the leading brands smoked and examined, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the taste panel found no unpleasant aftertaste."
Yep, smokers everywhere are finding out that Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste is what they want. How about you? Next time you buy cigarettes, sound off for Chesterfield. Try a pack today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present a young lady whom I had the pleasure of working with just recently in a picture called Here Comes the Groom. Fine actress, clever young lady, really a delightful person. One I'm sure will lend a lot of quality, a lot of dignity. Tonight's show, I refer to Miss Alexa Smith.
Thank you, Bing.
Now, just before we go any further, Alexis, I want to tell you something in front of all these people. I just want to tell you how much I enjoyed working with you, and Here Comes the Groom. Real pleasure, Alexis.
Well, Bing, I enjoyed working with you, too. It was really wonderful.
It was great fun, Alexis, but there's one thing I regret. I didn't get you at the finish.
Well, as long as you tried.
Well, that's sweet of you. I appreciate it. By the way, say, you made some pictures with Errol Flynn, didn't you?
Yes, I made quite a few pictures with Errol.
I was puzzled. I wanted to ask you this on the set when we were making the picture, but I don't know if something made me think better of it, and I never did, but I really wanted to make a comparison or really just get your opinion. How do you think I compare with Errol Flynn as a leading man?
Well, Bing, I don't know. Everyone's having such a wonderful time here tonight and enjoying themselves. This is my first time on your radio program, and, well, I kind of hate to throw cold water on things.
Yes, I think I see what you mean.
Oh, well, it isn't that... Bing, don't misunderstand me. It isn't that you aren't a dear, sweet, harmless boy.
Well, gee, I didn't know you were looking to get hurt or something. I was just seeking an opinion about one performer. But I want to call your attention to something. One thing that stands out, it might have some bearing on your ultimate decision if you haven't already made up your mind. You know I can sing and Errol Flynn can't.
Bing, he doesn't have to.
Doesn't, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bing.
Well, as the headless turtle said to the lawnmower, I stuck my neck out. Just to say, Alexis, I'm very happy you're with us this evening, because tonight we're going to present another radio first.
Oh, really? What is it?
Tonight, Alexis, we're going to do an old-time movie on this program, a real old one.
Well, what's the idea of doing an old movie on radio?
It's in the interest of public service, Alexis. Many of our radio listeners, you know, folks who don't have TV sets, they've written in, they're asking us what television is like. So this evening we're going to put on an old movie to show them what television is like.
Well, if that doesn't do the trick, we can play charades or we could wrestle.
We could have a panel and ask some dull questions to get some wrong answers. Take a few falls. Now, Alexis, if you'll pardon me for a moment, I'll present our next guest, a very distinguished gentleman who's going to play the leading man in our movie. This fella's made lots of movies. He's starred in Broadway shows, nightclubs, radio, and he's a smash whenever he appears on television. Folks, one of the best-loved guys in show business, Mr. Bert Wheeler.
Thank you very much, folks, and thanks, Bing. That was a very nice and very complete introduction. But you forgot to mention that Lou Holtz and myself are opening tonight in a gay musical stage show called Merry-Go-Round at the Belmont Theater.
The Belmont Theater.
On Vermont Avenue.
On Vermont Avenue, near First Street.
Oh, Bing, now you told everybody exactly where the theater is.
Why keep it a secret? You're in the theater, not a floating crap game.
Say, Bing, do you think the Belmont is too far away from the center of things?
Well, in a way, but still the streetcars go right by there.
Look, I don't want them to go right by. Stop.
You got both knees together. Stop worrying. You have a wonderful show, you and Lou. Your location is wonderful, too.
Bing, would you like to buy a piece of the show?
No.
Why not?
I don't like the location of the theater.
Bing, you know, I wonder how comedy will do in that neighborhood.
From Vermont?
Yeah.
Well, it's a veritable comedy paradise. It's full of used car dealers.
You know something?
What?
I wish I was working with an old Essex instead of Holtz.
Oh, word. Don't relax, Bert. You'll do great on Vermont Avenue. I predict that you'll be the toast of the used car area.
Really?
Certainly. No time at all, you'll be known as the Smiling Irishman.
Well, what about Holtz?
He'll be known as Laughing Lapidus.
I guess.
How about a little business here, though? We got to do a real old movie for the folks, Bert. An old beat-up talkie entitled Tess of the Potato Patch. Did you ever hear of it?
Hear of it? I think I was in it.
Good. Carpenter, take over.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, for the benefit of you folks who do not have television sets, we will now present a typical old movie as shown on television. Good evening, viewers. This is your Wednesday night extra special request movie time. Ladies and gentlemen, a special announcement. The Wednesday night movie listed in your television section will not be shown tonight. Therefore, we're moving the features scheduled for Friday night back to Thursday night and re-showing Tuesday's feature on Friday so that Thursday's feature can be shown at this more convenient time. But now, for your Wednesday night extra special request movie time.
Good evening, telefriends. This is your host, Biff Crosby. Yes, good old Biff. May I tippy-toe into your living room again? Thank you, thank you. Friends, I know you're all going to get a kick out of tonight's extra special request movie. And remember, the first 3 minutes of this big premiere comes to you through the courtesy of the Big 28, your friendly house mover. If you'd like a copy of their free booklet, House Moving is a Hobby, just call this station. No job is too big or too little for the Big 28. If you want your house closer to the sidewalk, remember our slogan, we move houses out or we move out houses. But now for the movie. Tonight's exciting feature is a gripping drama entitled Hearts Afloat. Oh, pardon me, I mean Hearts Aflame. That's more like it, isn't it, Jeff? And we're in for a great treat tonight, folks, because tonight's film brings to the screen for the first time that brilliant child actor, little 8-year-old H.B. Warner. Now then, shall we all just settle back and look at the movie?
Claude, it's you.
Yes, Daphne, it is I.
Oh, Claude, you've returned after all these years.
Yes, my love.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I don't believe we've met. I'm Alexa Smith.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Smith? I'm Bert Wheeler. I'm opening tonight at the Belmont Theater.
Hold on. You don't have to know each other. This is only a movie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Biff.
Okay, let's roll again. Roll the picture.
Claude, it's you.
Daphne, it is I.
Oh, Claude, you've returned after all these years.
Yes, my love.
Come, let's sit on the sofa.
Swell.
Oh, isn't this wonderful? We're together again, Claude. Claude, where are you?
You're sitting on it.
Just like old times.
Daphne, I'm worried about you. You used to be poor, but now you have a 40-room home, expensive clothes, automobiles, money, and swimming pools. I've come to take you away from all of this.
Dear, sweet, stupid Claude.
I know it's Hildebrand that's come between us.
I'm sorry, folks. We seem to have developed a little mechanical difficulty here. Our feature film broke.
Bear with us, ladies and gentlemen. If you were as old as this picture, you'd fall apart, too. That was fixed in just a jiffy. Yes, we'll have this thing fixed in a jiffy. These things will happen, you know.
Folks, if you're disgusted with our television movie, just call the Big 28, your friendly house movers, and they'll be glad to move your house to a non-television area.
Folks, clap hands. We got the film fixed. Here we go.
Daphne, I can't stand living without you. Just put your knife on the table. That's it. If I can't have you for my own, I shall kill both of us.
Claude, don't come so close. Don't come so close!
Friends, do you suffer from offensive breath? We briefly interrupt tonight's exciting movie to tell you about nature's new wonder deodorant. Up! Pronounced up!
Folks, why be 1/16th safe? Do canaries drop dead when you enter a room? Do you stampede people in a crowded elevator? Do your loved ones try to back you into the garbage disposal?
Then you need Up. And remember, with Up, there's no messy spraying, no bulky pills to take. Just spread some on your living room rug and roll in it. Speak up for Up.
Up spells backwards, is P-U.
If you don't wear it, you will too.
Up spell backwards is P-U. Don't skip your up, my darling.
And now, back to our feature film, Hearts Aflame.
You're mad. Put down that knife.
I'm unnerved. I think I'll make a brandy and soda. The brandy. Just a short one. And now the soda.
You've diluted it.
Well, I may go for a drive later, and when the cops stop me, I don't want to break the balloon.
Oh, Claude, let us flee before Hildebrand gets here.
Okay, grab the brandy.
We shall flee together.
Good.
We shall flee together.
Good.
We shall flee together.
Good.
Our film seems to have stuck, folks. Broke again.
This is a break for everybody, eh, folks?
Yeah. projectionists are making necessary repairs, I'd like to ask you folks a question. Have you tried Woofo dog food lately? Has your dog tried Woofo dog food lately?
And remember, folks, Woofo dog food is the only dog food that tastes like cat.
And it comes in three flavors, Maltese, Persian, and Alley. Has your dog become listless and bored with life? If he just doesn't give a sniff, he needs Woofo. And now, let's hear from Groucho, our little singing dog.
Woof!
I've been eating Woofo dog food. Woofo's sure to please. All us doggies go for Woofo. Great Danes and Pekingese.
Airedales, poodles, chihuahuas.
Woofo makes a dog ambitious and intelligent. Someday a dog who's fed on Woofo will run for president
and be elected. Woofo for president.
Your extra special request theater.
Claude.
Daphne.
We interrupt this film feature to remind you that this is your extra special request theater. Every week, the same movie. But write in if there's some new commercial you'd like to hear. And here we go, back to the movie.
Yes, Daphne.
We're living in a cold, drafty garret. I haven't eaten in 4 days, and my clothes are hanging on me like tatters.
I wish it was taters we could eat.
Oh, you're driving me mad. Why do you sit there night after night just staring at that bottle of aspirin?
I'm studying medicine.
Any longer.
Neither can I. Friends, are you having financial worries? If so, visit the Peekaboo Finance Company.
Yes, folks, just peek in the door and you'll boo us forever.
He's just kidding, folks. If you have financial troubles, come in and tell us about them. Let us explain our convenient silver lining plan. Briefly, our silver lining plan is this. We take all your little unpaid bills and we lump them into one big staggering debt. Now, back to the movie.
Yes, Daphne.
Now that you're a successful doctor, everything's wonderful.
By the way, dear, are we having chicken for dinner tomorrow?
Yes, that hen we've been keeping in the backyard's just about fattened up.
Good. First thing in the morning, I'll wring her neck.
And another thing, I think the car needs repairing. When I went out to start it today, it was so cold it wouldn't run.
Well, put a shot of antifreeze in the old tub.
My, I do wish the weather would warm up. Mother gets so cold.
Well, let's just forget about everything.
Oh, I meant to ask you, did you like the salad I made tonight?
Not so good without onions.
You're sweet, Claude. Was your operation a success, dear? How was your patient's liver?
He's getting along fine.
Oh, did you feed my little pet turtle today?
No, I'm afraid it might snap at me.
Oh, you're just making excuses. Did you stop at the department store and pick up my new girdle?
I'm sorry, dear. I guess I'm getting forgetful.
Oh, excuse it, folks. There goes the film again. I fixed that. The film is running backwards.
Oh, let the picture run backwards. All right, set it up. Play the theme backwards, Biff.
Claude, did you stop by the department store and pick up my new girdle?
No, I'm afraid it might snap at me.
Well,
forget it. Was your operation a success, dear? How was your patient's liver?
Not so good without onions.
Well, I do wish the weather would warm up. Mother gets so cold.
Well, put a shot of antifreeze in the old tub.
Well, Mother will be here this evening.
Good. First thing in the morning, I'll wring her neck.
Tell the friends that's about all the time we have for your extra special request movie tonight.
Don't forget to tune in next Wednesday for your extra special request movie theater.
Meanwhile, friends, remember, if you need money to buy a Woofo for your dog,
or if you need money to have your house moved by any one of the big 28, just drop into any office of your friendly Peekaboo Finance Company.
At Peekaboo Finance, we're friendly.
When we make a loan for you, bud, we never ask for a cosigner. We just take a quart of your blood.
Now, what say we sound off for Chesterfield? From largest city to smallest town, more smokers are putting their money down for the milder, better-tasting brand. Chesterfield, they all demand mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
Chesterfield, it really tops on the motion picture lot.
So join the stars in Hollywood.
Smoke them, friends, you really should.
Chesterfield.
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 Chesterfield. Milder, 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 milder.
Chesterfield.
That's right.
Wherever you live and whatever you do, there's a Chesterfield dealer near to you. So buy a pack or get a carton. Smoke and fun will just be starting. Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfield. Do it.
Today.
Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine. The moon and stars will say you're mine. Forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you.
That's our closer for tonight. Now, my thanks to Alexis Smith and Bert Wheeler for joining us this evening. And, Bert, good luck to you and Lou Holtz tonight now in your opening at the Belmont Theater on Vermont Avenue just near First.
Thank you, Bing.
Think nothing of it, Claude. I'll be over and catch the show. Well, that's it, folks. Meanwhile, next time you buy cigarettes... Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it.
Today!
Thank you.
Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald.